7 minutes before the hour. Let's get back to Dunkirk at the Christie's Family Restaurant with John Boggs, a special Glass Days Breakfast Club this morning. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Chuck Reif and Bill Blankenbaker. And for those listeners who don't know Bill Blankenbaker, all you have to do is think 49 steps south of the stoplight.
That's right.
In downtown Dunkirk. Bill is the self-professed assistant mayor, and Chuck Reif is the local glass authoritarian.
That's the deputy, John.
Deputy mayor.
Deputy dog.
Chuck, you were telling me just a few minutes ago something really interesting about the glass factory on the west side of town.
Well, on the east side, actually, the bottle plant, as we call it, was an Armstrong Cork Company. There were 12 company-owned houses across the street from the factory. I grew up in one of those, and they deducted the rent from the old man's check. It was $12 a month.
Wow.
Then they remodeled them and put bathrooms inside and raised it to $16, and everyone was upset. Such an increase in the... But they were a rather benevolent employer then, and even if the factory was down due to furnace repair, they would call people in that were in one of the company houses and work them enough hours to cover their rent.
Wow. Wow. And you told me that you left high school one day and went to work.
Oh, yeah. Commencement was on Tuesday night, and I started on Thursday night on third shift. I never filled out an application. They came around in those days, they called it the personnel man, said, "You got a boy graduating, he'll be on Bill Bittner's shift. Show him where the time clock is and have him here at 10 o'clock. And that's the way my life went. I was out of school one day before I went to work in a factory.
I think there's probably a lot of parents that like to go back to that.
That could be.
Yes, sir.
Bill, what's happening 49 steps south of the stoplight in downtown Dunkirk this week?
Well, we've got a lot of excitement this week.
Uh-huh.
We're glad people come over here and to see what we're doing. We're proud of our south end of town there where we've got our trees planted. Concerts are going to get started here just in June the 9th, I think, is the first one. And we got a doubleheader then.
Yep. We're going to talk a little bit about that with
Chelsea
Jim
House Orchestra is going to be there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Jerry Jones is going to be there at 7. So,
now, something you don't know, I got here early this morning, and I got out of my car, and I went up to the stoplight, and I walked 49 steps south, and you know what's happening there this week? Yeah. Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Yep.
Well, thank God it won't be forever. We're going to go back to 49 steps next week.
I guess it depends on how long your steps are.
That's true.
Well, we got it. You know, we've had a lot of comment on that Bill and Charlie's thing.
Yes, I know you did. And we want to thank you, Bill, because Gaunt Jewelers is one of the sponsors of this broadcast this morning, and we appreciate you bringing us over here to help kick off Glass Days.
Well, John, you know, when we were standing up there back of the counter and we said we was trying to think of something to do over here, and I thought, we was talking through this idea around about having a broadcast over here. I thought that's really a great thing.
Yep. Well, you got a good crew here, and I don't know that we've had a breakfast club that's had quite this much excitement or definitely not this much traffic.
We appreciate your being here.
Well, we're glad to be here for Glass Days. We're glad to have you guys here, and we got a big crew that we're going to be interviewing after the top of the hour here. But we want to thank you again for sponsoring the broadcast. We also want to acknowledge the Jay County Chamber of Commerce, who's one of our sponsors, and the 591 Liquidation Warehouse, which is out on Industrial Park Drive just east of town. Be sure and stop in. They've got a lot of good merchandise at very reasonable prices. So,
well, we just want to thank WPGW for coming over here. We're glad we got a radio station in Jay County.
Yep. Well, we're glad to be here, and we hope to find out a little bit more about the festival after the top of the hour. But we thank you and Chuck for being with us. I know you've got to run, Bill, and we may call Chuck back here to get a little more glass information.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And, Bill, we're glad there's a jewelry store in Dunkirk as well. And, by the way, Gaunt Jewelry is sponsoring Lane Lee Flowers in the contest tonight. Ask Bill how many winners he's had over the years.
How many winners have you had in the Queens contest? How many winners in the Queens contest have you had?
Oh.
Too many to count.
Gee whiz, I don't know, but everybody won does just sponsor.
He's got all of his fingers up, and I don't know if he's counting them or just looking at them.
Okay. I don't know. You caught me off guard there.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, and thanks to Gaunt Jewelry. They're one of the loyal businesses who has sponsored about every year a Queen contestant for the Glass Days.